As we dwell there with Mary, our hearts and minds may take us to the state of our own world, places where people are experiencing the weight of war and terror and violence, places that we think need the Prince of Peace. Perhaps many of us have had broken hearts this season of Advent and Christmas, thinking of the historic land into which Jesus was born, now in the midst of seemingly endless conflict, leaving us often feeling helpless.
Welcome to Tea with the Preacher, the message series from Fairfield Presbyterian Church in Mechanicsville, Virginia.
Today is Sunday, December 24th, 2023, the fourth Sunday of Advent, the season of joy. Pastor Mike completes our Advent series, Names of the Messiah, with a reading from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 1, verses 46 through 56. This is Mary's song of praise to God, where she introduces the Messiah as the Prince of Peace.
So here we are in this liminal space between the fourth Sunday of Advent and Christmas Eve. It's a pretty short gap before we begin those celebrations in just a few hours, celebrating the birth of Jesus Christ, our Savior, with candles and carols and the warmth of fellowship. I'm even told the Grinch might make an appearance. So we'll see. It's a rumor. Until then, we've got one more name of the Messiah before us. This season, we've reflected upon three names so far: Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, and now from this passage in Isaiah predicting the coming of the Messiah, we have the Prince of Peace. That word peace, we may be familiar with some of our Christmas carols this time of year, right? Sleep and heavenly peace, which hopefully we will all be doing tonight, to not getting up super early for presents in the morning. Hail the heaven-born Prince of Peace. Hush, hush, peacefully now he slumbers, and so on. Painting this picture of this newborn baby peacefully sleeping on a bed of animal feed while these, you know, smelly animals look upon him all in silence. A scene which probably did not happen that way at all. Those who've been around a newborn baby likely know that as beautiful and wonderful as it is, it's not very peaceful or quiet, at least in that way. Certainly the peace proclaimed here in Isaiah attributed to the Savior is also about much more than a silent night. If we were to consider what it meant for Jesus to be Prince of Peace, perhaps we have no better source than his mother, Mary. As we contemplate this title of Christ, let us hear this morning Mary's words in a song that burst forth from her after she arrived at Elizabeth's house, when the news of her pregnancy perhaps finally sunk in, that promise realized that was going to take place through her. Let us hear Mary's words this morning through Luke 1, 46 through 56. And Mary said, "My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked with favor on the lowliness of his servant. Surely from now on all generations will call me blessed, for the Mighty One has done great things for me, and holy is his name. His mercy is for those who fear him from generation to generation. He has shown strength with his arm. He has scattered the proud and the thoughts of their hearts. He has brought down the powerful from their thrones and lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things and sent the rich away empty. He has helped his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy, according to the promise he made to our ancestors, to Abraham and to his descendants forever." And Mary remained with her about 3 months and then returned to her home. Let us pray. God in Christ, we are grateful for the gift of your Son, of God, Emmanuel, you coming among us, showing us how to live, how to follow you. May your peace be with us as we continue to discern the meaning of your birth and what that means for us. Amen. A wise prophet once said, "The best way to spread Christmas cheer is by singing loud for all to hear." figuring it wouldn't get many chuckles up front. That, of course, that ancient prophet is, of course, Buddy the Elf from the movie Elf, another Christmas classic, played by Will Ferrell. By now, we've probably sung with much cheer our share of Christmas songs, and we've got many more to come tonight, right? And don't worry, you've technically got until January 6th to keep singing those Christmas songs. And in fact, why stop there? My daughter can be heard singing Deck the Halls year-round. So sing loud whenever you feel the need to spread that cheer. You know, I'm pretty sure Mary didn't even know it was Christmas when she sang her song. She hadn't seen the movie Elf, hadn't been listening to the radio. She hadn't even decorated her Christmas tree yet, if you can believe it. So Mary's song had perhaps no other origin than from deep within herself when she sang this song of joy, of hope. This song, often called the Magnificat, means "My soul magnifies the Lord." Mary's song emerged from a longing within her, a hope that was becoming manifest, a hope for a new world, a hope for peace through this child, this gift of God. Mary's song is one of four poems similar to it attributed to women in the Bible, including Hannah, Miriam, and Deborah, who all sang about God's liberation from oppression, sang about peace for God's people. Mary's song is a continuation of that, is a reflection of God's intention for humanity through Jesus Christ, the Prince of Peace, the one who was coming to make the world whole. Mary's song reflects a larger context. If you think of her and her people, the world they were living in under oppression, where the powerful sat upon thrones, the rich hoarded food, and a delicate peace of sorts was maintained by force, warfare, fierce nationalism of the empire that controlled all that they knew. So perhaps as we sit upon the precipice of Christmas Day, the celebration of Christ, the Prince of Peace, perhaps we ought to sit with Mary for a moment to feel both her struggle in that place, that context in which she lived and sang, and her emerging hope in realizing what God was doing through her. As we dwell there with Mary, our hearts and minds may take us to the state of our own world, places where people are experiencing the weight of war and terror and violence, places that we think need the Prince of Peace. Perhaps many of us have had broken hearts this season of Advent and Christmas, thinking of the historic land into which Jesus was born, now in the midst of seemingly endless conflict, leaving us often feeling helpless. I believe Mary's song, if sung today, would be for the plight of all people experiencing such things, especially all those living in Israel and Palestine, not tied to any one nation or people. Mary's song would be rooted in lament for thousands who have died caught in the way of war and terror. The world of human brokenness and sin from which Mary emerged and which we still live today. Though we can easily turn off the news and radio, this conflict, this wrestling, this lack of peace certainly carries on in our communities as we hear of anti-Semitism and anti-Muslim violence on the rise everywhere. Situations leading us to seek out the Prince of Peace. Where is God's presence in the midst of all of this? Perhaps you saw an image this month coming from a Lutheran, the Evangelical Lutheran Church in the Palestinian city of Bethlehem. In the middle of their sanctuary, as part of their nativity scene, baby Jesus is in swaddling cloth is surrounded by broken stone rubble. The usual nativity scenes surrounding him, gazing lovingly inward. It's a heartbreaking image, yet perhaps close to the truth of Jesus as Prince of Peace. As we ask where Jesus is, right there, in the most terrifying of places, right amidst the grieving and the hurting. Jesus was not born into an already peaceful world. Jesus was born into a world in conflict. Jesus did not become one of us just to make us feel good inside, although that inner peace is certainly part of our experience as people of faith. Jesus became one of us also to teach and show us in word and action what God's kingdom is and is meant to be, where love reigns supreme and people no longer turn to violence and war, where swords are turned into plowshares, where when one is struck on the cheek, they turn to other. Such is what Jesus taught and lived, the Prince of Peace that Jesus Christ would grow to become, not just one who seeks to help us feel calm on the inside like an unusually calm night in a stable, but one who has come to turn this world around, to reverse the way that we tend to react and live among one another, to compel us to believe and hope in a different way, that we too can sing out loud the song of Mary and believe those promises that God is doing through Christ. Perhaps in hearing Mary's words, you may have heard an interesting thing. All the verbs she mentioned are in past tense. Jesus hadn't yet been born, yet Mary sings as if all these things had already happened. The proud had been scattered, the powerful brought down, the hungry filled with good things, peace and prosperity for all. Mary was convinced, so convinced of God's promises, that God, the Prince of Peace, is already here working among us. God is here working among us. And yet, the final peace is yet to come through Jesus, through the return. So what does that mean for us then? On Christmas Eve, as we sing our Christmas songs, as we enjoy our silent nights and sleeping in heavenly peace, perhaps that we should not just settle, we should not just stop singing on January 6th. We should not, as people of faith, sit back and wait for God to fix everything, but rather to raise our voice in hopeful expectation, to proclaim the kind of world we believe Jesus Christ embodied and is bringing into existence, carried by the wind of our songs, our actions, are speaking up, are naming the plight of those who are oppressed and voiceless. We're partners in God's work and singing that song of Mary, which perhaps means joining in prayer and in song for the Evangelical Lutheran Christmas Church in Bethlehem, unable to celebrate Christmas, and for all those surrounded in that conflict. Amidst fear and uncertainty, we can be prayerful and mindful that the Prince of Peace will continue to work in the hearts of humanity, in the world that we live in, that the day of true peace can be known in that region and beyond, that the most vulnerable have a place near to the heart of God for whom Mary sings. That is the song we can join in this season. Mary was pregnant with the Savior of the world, yet also pregnant with hopeful expectation, waiting to see what God would do in this world to make Christ's kingdom a reality. So too, we are pregnant with such anticipation, the hope for what God can do. So may we find our voice, may we lift up the voice of others, may we keep singing loud for the world to hear. Now, it's not easy to talk about the need for peace. Yet again, we do so on the precipice of Christmas, knowing that God has come, God is among us, Emmanuel. So I leave you with a segment from a poem of hope by Dr. Maya Angelou called Amazing Peace, just a segment of her poem. It's Christmas time, a halting of hate time. On this platform of peace, we can create a language to translate ourselves to ourselves and to each other. At this holy instant, we celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ. Into the great regions of the world, we jubilate the precious advent of trust. We shout with glorious tongues at the coming of hope. All the earth's tribes loosen their voices to celebrate the promise of peace. We, angels, mortals, believers, non-believers, look heavenward and speak the word aloud, peace. We look at our world and speak the word aloud, peace. We look at each other, then into ourselves, and say without shyness or apology or hesitation, peace, my brother. Peace, my sister. Peace, my soul. Let us pray. Lord Jesus Christ, our Prince of Peace, how much our world needs you, Emmanuel, among us, your love that unites us and heals our sin and brokenness. Move us to sing loud of your promises. God, our Savior, fill us with hopeful expectation that we can be more mindful and vocal and active among us. We pray for peace in this world, not only for assurance within, but of nations putting down weapons, learning to cooperate and care for the most vulnerable. Help us, Lord, to speak and live the way Christ showed us in all that we do. In the name of our Savior, born in a humble manger in Bethlehem, we pray. Amen.
Thank you for listening to Tea with the Preacher. To find more information about Fairfield, visit our website at fairfieldpcusa.org. Our next episode comes from our Christmas Eve carols and candlelight worship, where Pastor Steve describes God's absolute love.
If you like what you've heard today, we invite you to subscribe and leave a review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or your favorite listening app.